Mixed language session. It's a lightning talk session, lyntaler. Those of you who are, would you mind, those of you who have been to a lightning talk session before, raise your hands. A third maybe. And those of you who don't know what a lightning talk session is or have never been to one, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, okay. Okay, quickly an idea. Lightning talk sessions are just basically messages. They can be in different size and scope. I've been to lightning talk sessions where you get 15 minutes to speak, and 10 minutes, and 5 minutes. This one is a very short, no slides, 2-minute session. We don't have a full list here, so I'm not going to be very strict on the time here, but I will keep an eye on my watch, and if this goes more than 2 minutes, that means the minute changes more than twice, then I'm going to say thank you or wave or something. The tradition is to have a gong or something, but all right. And the purpose with this lightning talk session is to give you guys an idea about different kinds of projects out there and also give you a kind of soapbox to stand on if you have something you want to tell people about. And this is one of the core ideas about openness and open source, is that we also think about telling people the stories around this. And Pipa is out with our first lightning presentation.
So I have the microphone working. First up, if there's something which your university or you want to learn and you can't go to a university to learn it, but you'd like to learn it with other people, you should come and talk to me about peer-to-peer university, because you missed out my talk yesterday. But second, at 2 o'clock in the FS Cons room, I'm going to be talking about Mozilla Drumbeat. And this is a little bit like a lightning talk, but on the web. If you've got an open source project, particularly to do with open web technologies that you'd like to share, come to our session and I'll tell you how to use our website, but also how to organize a local Norwegian event. So I know that there's Gotthorn. I'm hoping that he's going to organize a Norwegian Oslo event, but if you'd like to help him, come along. So Mozilla Drumbeat, we're connecting hackers with real people, normal people like teachers and scientists and journalists, and putting those two different types of minds together to make really exciting projects. So if you're curious, please come to the FS Cons room at 2 o'clock or a little bit afterwards if we're running late. Thank you very much. Tak. I learned some Norwegian.
Yeah, it was very efficient. All right, next on my list, Arnt-Ove Gregersen is going to say a few words about Frisk, if you have a moment. Yes, we can take it in Norwegian if it's a...
Ja, jeg kommer fra fri programmer I skolen, ofte forkortet til frisk, med en frivillig organisasjon som jobber på, for å fremme bruk av fri programmer I den norske skolen. Ja, vi har en visjon, vi har levert ut en flyer, det står litt om den der, men veldig kort fortalt så skal vi bidra til å skape morgendagens lærings- og kunnskapsplattform. Vårt viktigste prosjekt, Skolelinux, det har en arkitektur som bidrar til å god kostnytte for våre brukere. Fokuset vårt fremover nå sånn generell satsing på fri programvare, uavhengig av plattform. Det litt nytt, for vi har stort sett vært på GNU Linux tidligere. Vi på jakt etter bidragsytere, folk som kan hjelpe oss å få en midler, ambassadører og ressurspersoner. Hvis noen av dere har lyst til å bidra, så stikk gjerne innom standen vår. Videre så satser vi på å få lagt litt kursmateriell for fri programvare, programmer brukt I skolen. Ja, vi har ikke kommet så veldig langt der enda, men det I hvert fall en ting vi skal jobbe med videre. Ja, det var egentlig det jeg hadde på listen min. Hvis det spørsmål, så kom gjerne med deg.
Nei. All right. If you are interested in Frisk, talk with this guy outside. This is going very fast. Next on my list is Erwin Hansen, was going to say something about his project in Tromsø.
Yeah, ja, I can tell it på norsk.
You can tell it på norsk.
Yeah, representerer Norsk Radiolærliga, radioamatørorganisasjon. Men kanskje også litt redningstjenesten, eller frivillig redningstjeneste generelt, for på en måte det som fokus med det her prosjektet her vi gjør. Tradisjonelt har vi deltatt med samband I redningstjenesten, men det som skjer nå, det som har skjedd de siste par årene, jo at vi blitt veldig aktive med å bidra med såkalt sporingstjeneste, altså GPS-sporing over radio. Hvor vi bruker VHF, kraftige VHF-sendere for å få det her fram. Vi kan bidra med dekning der ikke det mobildekning, og så videre. Og vi blir brukt. I Troms særlig, blir vi brukt omtrent I alle redningsaksjonene som politiet organiserer. Det litt spesielt. Det her prosjektet, det tar av og det tar av. Det veldig spennende å jobbe med. Vi har en stand her ute ved siden av Skole Linux. Og vi sier det samme budskapet. Vi ønsker jo bidragsytere, deltakere, alt det der. Ja. Det her har vært bygd opp veldig mye med såkalt hacker spirit. Altså, vi har utviklet hardware. Vi har suttet og mekket for hand utstyr for det her. Vi har utviklet software. Både for den her mobile trackeren vår og software for å presentere det her på kart. Og der kommer kartverket inn med åpne data. Og vi har benyttet oss av det, og når kartverket åpnet sin tjeneste, så var vi I stand til å ha en åpen tjeneste. Altså den utgangspunktet helt åpen, men vi kan begrense innsyn for sensitive data under redningsaksjoner, naturligvis. Dette har et potensial for videre utvikling. Vi gjør I dag sanntidssporing, vi kan se I sanntid hva som foregår, men her det potensialet for å bruke offentlige data, andre sporingsdata, for eksempel AIS, offentlige data fra meteorologisk, offentlige data fra veivesenet for eksempel. Her det et kjempepotensial for å utvikle det her videre og gjøre det til mer enn det vi gjør I dag. Så bli gjerne med, besøk stand vår og så videre. Ja, takk for meg.
All right. Takk. Så hvis du har noen spørsmål til ham, så vet dere hvor dere kan få tak I ham. Det på andre siden av plassen her. All right. Next one. Let's say, Odin, are you ready for something? Yeah, Odin Omdal. You are.
Hey, this may not be a very typical thing, but I wanted to make a newspaper, I wanted to make an old one, and being the guy I am, of course, I only wanted to use free software doing this, and so I did. And I used mostly Scribus, which is, now I'm actually still talking English, although I'm going to do this in Norwegian. Okay, it's I want to have it look like 50s, 60s, 70s newspaper, so it's very text heavy and everything. And the cool thing about this whole project is that everything was done on a computer from University of Oslo that they threw away. And so I took that, installed Ubuntu Linux on it, and I made all of this in Scribus, and I used GIMP and Inkscape. Very, very much to do all the different stuff. I've been in different creative places before, and very often they say that you can't do this with free software. Oh, we need InDesign and we need Quark Express and everything. But actually, Scribus is a very, very good and mature software, which you can actually do these kinds of things very, very efficiently. And I had no problems at all. And when I sent this to the newspaper printers, they were extremely happy. They went through the PDF and they said, this is the best PDF we've ever got. It's so clean and easy to work with. So that's just shows the power in this software that very few people actually know about. And I've made lots of stickers, and then I normally use Inkscape. And it's much easier. This is something that everyone can do if you're a local hack space or anything. It's not very expensive at all. Even these newspapers, to print newspaper, it's not very expensive at all. So it's something that we all can do. And stickers, of course, everybody loves stickers. So that's a good hint and tips for all the hack spaces and small places around the place. Thank you.
That's very cool. That's extremely cool. Oh. Very cool. Do you have a couple spare of those? So someone can come to you and ask for the latest free software news from 1960.
Yeah, it's not
about. Oh, OK, it's not about free. It's about something. All right. OK. Next one on my list is Stein Jakobsen, if you have a moment. This is going quick.
Hello. Since I'm last on this list, I have the remaining 10 minutes. So I'm just going to...
There is someone after you.
Oh, where was I? OK. I'm going to talk about informed individual. And I'm not going to ask for help or anything. I'm just going to tell you about something that we did. Informed individual is a project where we intend to take all data about anything that you can buy. Goods and services, and pretty much any kind of data about web pages, services, and make that publicly available in a standardized format. Then third parties can come in and make interpretations, good, bad. Users trust the Rainforest Foundation or the Save the Children. Tell me when I buy stuff whether this is good or bad according to what you think. So they can scan barcodes on chips. And the Rainforest Foundation can say, no, this contains palm oil, therefore you're not killing orangutans by eating these chips. That's the intent. And we have gotten acclaim from it a lot of different places, but we ran our heads into data. Of course, companies don't want to tell them where they get their oil from, or where the shoe is being manufactured, or where the iron or the cobalt that goes into that computer, whether or not is funding some kind of war in the third world. Naturally, it's information asymmetry. We went to the departments, the ministries, and they all said, great initiative, and we even got funding from one of them, but it's not really our problem. We can't go up against the big industries. It's their trade secrets, sensitive for competition. And I'm like, that means that if this information came out, it would improve competition. Does that mean you don't like competition? You don't like capitalism, free markets? Anywho, what we did to wrest this data out of them, and we tried for 2 years to get them to voluntarily give us basic information about what's behind a barcode. This petition says, we demand that you give us data, that data related to goods and services be made publicly available through free licenses, open APIs, etc. And this initiative has been signed by the Norwegian Consumers Councils, the World Wildlife Foundation, the animal rights groups, health groups, sustainability, Grønnvarg about ethical shopping, a couple of political parties. And what this does is show that even though we're talking about data which is locked away in large corporations or large companies, and even though we're talking about something nerdy as open data, there's now a social movement behind this reflecting other needs in society, meaning that the environmental organizations and the animal rights organizations and the freedom of speech organizations are now backing the whole concept of open data, which I find very stimulating and inspiring. And that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, there is a lunch starting out there right now. But before we go, I'll spend my own 1.5 minutes by starting out. Yes, gravity is still working. By starting out by admitting that I'm an introvert. You perhaps didn't notice. Anyhow, so why am I standing here in front of you guys anyway? And that's basically to, well, I want to make this happen. I think this is a good effort to have a conference like this and make it at least as interesting as I can. But we're still looking for speakers. And in my book, a good speaker is somebody who has something interesting to tell. And the problem here is that with my limited overview of what's going on in Norway and Scandinavia and all the people that I know, it's difficult. And I would like you guys to consider this lightning talk session as a kind of a taste of what it could be like if you guys had some interesting story to tell at Go Open next year. And then prepare for that. Go to one of those many, many open source or otherwise social topical groups that are in Oslo or wherever you're coming from. Talk with them, have a nice time. Perhaps give them a presentation and rehearse a little if you're not comfortable standing in front of people. And see if you can find some good story that we can put on the stage here at some later point, because GoOpen, at least in my opinion, is about telling these awesome stories about awesome projects out there that makes our societies much, much better. I hope this small appeal at the end here is something you can think about. And with this, I say have a nice lunch. We'll be back here in about an hour.